Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG 2026 Starter Sets and Beginner Decks. Play your first duel. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. Both are Konami-endorsed entry points, picked by budget and play style. Learn first, or learn by doing. Yu-Gi-Oh! Has carried dueling forward since Kazuki Takahashi laid the foundation in 1996. Every player begins at the same threshold. Unboxing cardboard, reading card text, and learning the dance of summoning, attack, and defense. The 2026 product lineup finally makes that threshold welcoming. Gone are the days of fumbling through orphaned deck lists. Today's beginner has two blessed paths: the comic book onboarding of the two-player starter set, or the immediate depth of pre-tuned decks that whisper strategy with every card inside. This guide walks you through both, strips the mystery from the summoning rules that confuse newcomers, and shows you how to build a deck that doesn't fold in the first turn. You'll learn why your first booster box matters less than your first asterisk archetype, and why Sky Striker, X-Saber, and Mitsurugi each teach something different about the game. Whether you're dueling at home with a friend or eyeing that local tournament, the 2026 entry path is clearer than ever. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. This is respectfully the only choice if no one in your group has played before. The two-player starter set comes with two complete 44-card decks, 40-card main deck plus 4-card extra deck each, and a 64-page teaching comic that walks you through an asterisk scripted duel from draw step to victory. You're not guessing. The comic tells you which cards to play in which order, teaching normal summon, Zai's summon, and synchro summon without overwhelming you with choice. Each deck includes 80 commons and 8 ultra-rare cards, not for value, but for consistency. One deck leans Zai's, overlay two monsters of the same level to create a ranked beast. The other leans synchro, tune one tuner monster with non-tuners to hit a level threshold. After one guided duel, you replay the decks freely. The learning arc is built in. Release, January 26, 2024, still in print. Best for new players with a friend, family duels, zero prior knowledge. Open the box and lay out both 44-card decks face down. Read the first 15 pages of the comic. It explains zones, hand, and how to draw play the scripted duel using the comic as your guide after the comic ends. Shuffle decks and duel freely with the same cards. Watch YouTube, Yu-Gi-Oh! Two-Player Starter Set Tutorial, videos to reinforce concepts if you've seen the anime or already understand the basic turn structure. Skip the tutorial. Legendary Modern Decks 2026 drops March 13, 2026, and delivers 3 asterisk complete asterisk built-to-win asterisk 56-card decks. 55 cards plus 1 bonus secret rare or starlight rare per deck. This is not a learning toy, it's a fast track to competitive play. Inside, Sky Striker, a link-heavy control archetype where pilots summon in their spell zones, X-Saber, a combo-oriented synchro deck with tight chains, and Mitsurugi, a slower grind deck that wins by resource advantage. Each deck ships tournament-ready with its main and extra deck tuned. You can duel any of the 3 against each other immediately. Card composition per deck: 1 secret rare, 6 ultra rares, 48 commons. Sky Striker, in particular, made top 4 at the 2025 World Championship. These aren't training wheels, they're road legal. Choose one of the 3 themes: Sky Striker for control, X-Saber for combos, Mitsurugi for patience. Sleeve all 56 cards of your chosen deck in the provided sleeves, keep the main and extra decks separated as labeled in the box. Duel a friend, using the same deck building rules as tournament play after 3 to 5 duels. Watch a Sky Striker or X-Saber combo guide on YouTube to unlock advanced play understanding the core rules. Summoning, zones, and phases. Yu-Gi-Oh! Sounds complex because it is asterisk, but the core loop is 3-step. Summon a monster, attack, end your turn. Everything else is flavor. Hash summoning types. You have 1 normal summon per turn. Use it to put a level 4 or lower monster on the field face up. If you normal summon something level 5 or higher, you need 2 level 4 or lower monsters to tribute. After your normal summon, you can use special summoning effects printed on cards. Synchro, 1 tuner plus non-tuners equals extra deck monster. Zai's, 2 same level monsters equals ranked extra deck monster. Link, no levels, just arrow patterns, fusion, using a fusion spell, or ritual, using a ritual spell. Each is a asterisk resource asterisk, not a free pass. # the zones, your field has 5 monster zones, where monsters stand. 5 spell and trap zones, where spells and traps sit. 1 field spell zone, for field spells only, and 1 graveyard, the discard pile, cards aren't gone, just vulnerable. Your extra deck is separate, only extra deck monsters go there. # the turn structure, draw phase, then standby, then main phase 1, summon, activate spells, then battle phase, declare attacks, then main phase 2, activate more spells, then end phase, then opponent's turn. Your opponent plays the same. Loop, decks run 40 to 60 cards. You can run up to 3 copies of any one card, with rare exceptions called banned or limited cards. The forbidden and limited list updates quarterly. # life points, you start with 8,000 LP. When you lose all your LP, you lose the duel. Monsters deal damage when they attack. Spells and traps can deal damage or lock down the opponent's field. Picking your first archetype. What each theme teaches, an archetype is a set of cards that share a theme and support each other. Beginners often freeze when they see 50 possible decks online. Here's what each 2026 theme teaches. Sky Striker, legendary modern decks, a link deck where you summon monsters into your spell trap zones. Teaches resource management and zone control. You learn to attack without monsters on your monster zones, disarm your opponent's board, and grind wins. Beginner friendly because the deck wins slowly, you have time to think. X-Saber, legendary modern decks, a synchro combo deck. You chain monsters into synchro summons, building 3 to 4 card chains in a single turn. Teaches combo construction and tuning. Harder to pilot, 1 brick hand and you're done, but deeply rewarding when it clicks, for players who like solving puzzles. Mitsurugi, legendary modern decks, a slower archetype that grinds by recycling cards and out-resourcing opponents. Teaches deck sustainability and field presence. You're never trying to win in one turn, you're trying to control the game for 5 to 10 turns. Most forgiving for beginners because it mirrors real games. 2-player starter set, Zai's plus Synchro. The Zai's deck teaches material management. Once you summon an Zai's monster, it stays for a few turns unless you use its effect. The Synchro deck teaches sacrifice for power. Combined, they scaffold the fundamental rules without overwhelming choice. What to buy after your first deck? Once you've dueled 10 times and won at least 1 duel, you're ready to upgrade. Here's the progression. Booster boxes, AVG. A booster box has 24 packs times 9 cards per pack equals 216 random cards. You won't asterisk complete a deck from one box. Buy one only if you've committed to an archetype. Structure decks, AVG. Konami releases 1 to 2 per set. A single structure deck is almost never enough to be competitive, but 2 to 3 of the same deck plus some booster pulls equals a solid rogue deck. This is the only cost-effective way to complete a competitive deck. Never buy booster packs hoping for one card, the math is brutal. Protect your cards and give yourself a play space. The golden rule, know your archetype before you invest in boosters. Beginner strategy. Your first duel checklist, you're unboxing and sitting across from a friend. Here's your mental checklist. Before you play, shuffle both decks at least 10 times each. Randomization matters. Agree on which format you're playing, casual, anything goes, tournament, follow the forbidden and limited list, or house rules, we decide. Draw your opening 5 cards. If you have 0 monsters or 0 spells, you can mulligan, draw 1 less card. Do this once per duel. Your turn 1. Draw, take the top card, you now have 6 in hand. 2. Summon, put your strongest monster on the field. If you have a spell that summons another, activate it. 3. Attack, Announce which of your monsters attacks which of your opponent's monsters or their LP if they have no field. Deal the difference in ATK. 4. End turn, say, I end my turn. Pass to your opponent. Reading your opponent, if they have a monster face down, ask what level it is. You have the right to know. If they activate a trap after your attack, read it carefully. Traps usually negate or block your attack. If they special summon from their hand, deck, or graveyard, let them, and note how. Some decks only work because they can recycle. Winning, reduce their LP to 0 first. Congratulations, you're a duelist now. Common beginner mistakes and how to avoid them. Mistake 1. Attacking every turn. Newcomers often swing every turn because they've never been punished. Real decks punish reckless attacks. If your opponent has a face-down trap, they might negate your attack or flip summon a blocker. Think before you attack. Sometimes holding back and setting cards, placing them face-down, is smarter. Mistake 2. Overloading your spell and trap zone. You have 5 spell and trap zones. Once full, you can't activate new spells or set new traps. Don't dump 8 cards into 5 zones. Beginners do this and then brick when they draw a crucial spell with no zone for it. Mistake 3. Ignoring the extra deck. The extra deck is real. If a card says, synchro summon this card, it asterisk must asterisk come from your extra deck, not your main deck. Mix them up equals game stall equals loss. Mistake 4. Not reading activation timing card text with when means that card asterisk must asterisk activate at that moment. If means it's optional. You can means optional. Must means mandatory. This matters for combo execution and trap interactions. Read the full text before playing. Mistake 5. Chaining without a chain link. When you and your opponent both want to activate effects, you form a chain. The asterisk last effect activated resolves first asterisk. This is backwards from reading left to right and trips up everyone. Ask for a judge if unsure. They won't penalize you as a beginner. Final verdict. The 2026 entry path is honest. One teaches patience, one teaches control, one teaches combos. Pick based on your threshold for complexity and budget, duel 10 times, read the forbidden and limited list, then decide if singles are worth the investment. Yu-Gi-Oh! Has always been a game of depth disguised as chaos. These 2026 products finally teach you how to find the order inside. Frequently asked questions. Should I buy the 2-player starter set or legendary modern decks first? The comic is worth it. Can I use cards from the starter set in a tournament? Yes, most starter set cards are legal. Check the official forbidden and limited list on Konami's website to confirm your specific cards. The 2-player starter set has no banned cards. Legendary modern decks are built with the current format in mind. How many cards should my first deck have? 40 to 60 cards total, minimum 40, maximum 60. Beginners should aim for 40 to 45 cards for consistency. A 40-card deck means you're more likely to draw your best cards faster. Every card in your deck should earn its slot. What's the difference between main deck and extra deck? Your main deck has 40 to 60 regular monsters, spells, and traps. Your extra deck, 15-card maximum, holds only extra deck monsters, synchro, Zai's, Link, Fusion, and Ritual monsters. Only special summons pull from the extra deck. You never draw from it. Is a booster box worth buying as my second product? Number 216 random cards will not build a competitive deck. You'll spend less and get exactly what you need. Can I play Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG online to practice before buying anything? Yes. Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel free on Steam, PlayStation, Xbox. Mobile teaches the rules. Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links is another free option. Both let you try decks risk-free. Use them to confirm you love the game before spending money. What's the forbidden and limited list? And why does it matter? Konami bans or restricts overpowered cards every quarter, Jan, April, Jul, Oct. Banned cards can't play them. Limited cards equals 1 per deck. Restricted cards equals 2 per deck. Check the official list before buying singles or building a deck. Old cards you love might be banned now.